Hello, it's me. I'm back with another somewhat chaotic ramble. And really, we'll see how this one goes because I admit that I have a new toy and I'm still trying to figure out everything about it. So I cannot guarantee that this one will be very long or very good or will be very anything in general. So I'm going to just tell you about the things that are stuck in my head, which right now there's two things stuck in my head. One, which is more GWA related, and the other one is just something that's going to haunt me for the rest of the week, honestly. So I guess let's start with that one so I could just word vomit it out of my system, and maybe then I'll stop obsessively thinking about it. So I have tattoos. I have quite a few tattoos, and on one of my arms, I have a knife. It's a very long story as to why I have a knife, but basically, it consists of me getting body slammed into a wall, and not even in a fun way, which is kind of rude. Locked in a house and having to have the police called. And I basically got out of the house by shoving my elbow into someone's throat, and it kind of just, the story spirals from there. And I can't remember exactly how it ended up with being a knife on my arm. But I think it's something to do with one of the cops saying it was a decent enough weapon. And so I have this old switchblade on my arm. It has florals around it, and it has like wooden handles on it. I've had it for a while. And I was at the dentist today, and when the hygienist had her fingers in my mouth, and also not in a fun way either, she asked me if I like gardening. And I was so confused as to why she asked me if I like gardening. So I kind of was just like, yeah, I guess it's okay. Like, I'm not a huge fan of it, but like, gardens are nice. And I remember she gave me kind of a strange look. It was a very weird interaction. I couldn't figure out why we're having this interaction. And then I left the dentist and I realized that she thinks the knife on my arm is garden shears. And now I look like a fucking idiot who has a garden themed tattoo, and then it's just like, yeah, gardening's okay. It's not really my vibe. And I can't think that I ever want to go back to this dentist now because I can't stop thinking how stupid I must have looked. Well, because my knife kind of actually does look like garden shears, and now that she's put it in my head, I actually can't really unsee it. So that is quite unfortunate. So maybe from now on, I'm just gonna tell people I really love gardening. And I can save myself future embarrassment. So that's one thing that's stuck in my head and is going to haunt me for the rest of the week is that I'm the dumb girl with a gardening tattoo that doesn't like gardening, apparently. But let's move on to the more GWA things stuck in my head because it's going to always happen. I can't help it. Things just get stuck in my head too easily, and then I think about it for far too long. I don't know if putting it out in the world is helping me or not, but I think it's just fun to do, so I'm just gonna keep doing it and we'll see how this goes. So yes, I admit last one was oral fixation, which still isn't quite gone from my head, but we're working on it. My other fear is that these aren't actually ever gonna leave my head, and I'm just adding onto the pile of things getting stuck in there, which will be devastating. But I think this week, I don't know. I think I kind of have the idea of free use stuck in my head. And like nothing crazy. I just want to like test the waters with it. And I just think that a cozy day at home, of just free use at home with someone could just be, I don't know, a lot of fun. And I think everybody already knows that I love dresses or that I don't really wear pants when I'm at home, which I will start doing because it is going to start getting cold. But I don't wear a lot of pants at home. It's a lot of like oversized tank tops. And I think I've said it before in audios, but I kind of just like the idea of just being in my kitchen, keeping busy, and you just coming up behind me and pushing my dress up or my tank top up and just sliding into me with not a whole lot of warning. And obviously, this is all very consensual, and we've had discussions about this. I think I just kind of like the idea of being taken advantage of for a day by someone I trust, and it's just kind of a turn on that you can just use me however you want for a day. And like I said, it's in the comfort of my home, so there's nothing really holding me back. And just the idea of you just thinking right into me and just fingers on hips, or a hand on my shoulder, as you press me against the countertop and hold me in place, and just obviously utterly rail me from behind. I certainly wouldn't have any complaints. And there's a lot of surfaces in my place, so kitchen table, the couch, armrests, the shower, just me washing my hair and the curtain being pulled back. And you just stepping inside and putting your hands on my shoulders and pushing me down to my knees so I can take your cock in my mouth and just do whatever you ask me to do. And I'll do it well, because I'm kind of a sucker for people pleasing, and it's kind of known that I'm a sucker for praise. And the problem with the good girl thing is that I want to be able to earn it, and I don't want it just given to me, so that kind of just makes me want to work harder at it. So I guess that's my way of telling you to be reserved with the good girls and save them for when it's earned. And I don't know why, but that just fucking turns me on so much. And it's getting really hard to concentrate. Admittedly, with this toy right now. But I think I have one specific image stuck in my head right now. It's getting really hard to talk. But I kind of love reading in bed, and I just have this image of me lying on my bed in my tank top, just reading a book, laying on my stomach. That one was a little close. Just laying on my stomach and you coming into the bedroom and just getting onto the bed on top of me and just wasting no time. Just pulling my panties aside and thrusting deep into me. And there's one specific position that's stuck in my head this week, and I don't know why, but I really can't get it out. But as you're on top of me, thrusting, I kind of like this idea of you grabbing my hair or putting a hand around my throat and pulling me backwards as I'm arched on the bed and just you deeply kissing me or sliding your fingers in my mouth to keep me quiet, to keep my tongue busy. And I don't know why that one's stuck in my head. Oh, fuck. But it really is. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I always get way too sensitive afterwards, and I really should learn my lesson and just stop right away, and I never do, and I do it to myself. And I'm so bad for it, and I hate it, and I don't know why I keep doing it. Anyways. That's what stuck in my head for this week. It's basically what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, until next time, I guess.